But nowadays, for example, McDonald's portrays itself as a corporation which takes the career paths of its employees very seriously. It's offering healthy alternatives now. Is it trying to become something that it never was?
Well, I think that when Ray Kroc partnered up with the McDonald brothers and started franchising things, and of course he was the one that opened the first one on April 15th, 1955 in Des Plaines, Illinois, he was very interested in making sure that the food was always the same, the open kitchen that you could see in, everything was spotlessly clean, so you knew the food, or you assumed the food was good, healthy, and wholesome. But they had to change with the times, and people wanted more food offerings, so that the McDonald's became more like a diner in that they started to offer filet of fish, Egg McMuffin, Chicken McNuggets, and to widen their menu to appeal to more people, and this meant healthier food.
And Mr. Kroc, what would he make of this great debate in America and worldwide about obesity and Big Macs and the diet of America?
Well, I think that he would think that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Richard Gutman there. He wrote a book called American Diner Then and Now.